This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You're probably already aware that almost every institution has become corrupt, from the media to government, education, science, and so on. But have you ever asked yourself why? Why is there so much corruption and deception? Why is there this lack of ethics and lack of morality that is now it's become pervasive through American culture? And the answer may surprise you. I don't know if you've thought about this angle before, but as countries move more toward communism and away from, believe it or not, Christianity or some kind of organized religion, the more they abandon ethics and morality and become evil and deceptive. And if you haven't traveled the world, you may not have seen a lot of this up close firsthand, but I've lived in several different countries and I've traveled the world, and you know I speak Mandarin Chinese, and I lived in South America, in Ecuador. I was a resident of Ecuador for a couple of years, and I've traveled, you know, pretty extensively throughout the world, and I've seen this firsthand. And in China, for example, in communism, what they teach is that religion is outlawed, that God is bad, God doesn't exist, and the state is your God. So you're not supposed to worship God, you're supposed to worship the state. And China is one of the most insidiously corrupt, dishonest, deceptive cultures on the planet. And we know this even today because, of course, we're in the food and supplement business, and there are, for the most part, we won't deal with Chinese companies because they cheat. They'll sell you organic materials, for example, that they claim are organic. And then if you look at them in the lab, you find they're not organic. And then if you look closely at the documentation, you find it's counterfeit organic, where they literally counterfeit the documents. It's very common across China. China, they will sell you one. If you ask for a sample, they'll sell you a good sample lot, you know, of some raw material, of a food or a superfood. And then when you place the large bulk order, they'll replace it with a bunch of crap, and they'll just ship you tons of garbage, and there's nothing you can do about it. Chinese culture, I'm talking about mainland China, communist China, not Taiwan. Taiwan stands in contrast to this. Taiwan people are very honest by and large. You know, Taiwan people have more ethics and more morality, more innovation, more freedom, and so on. I'm talking about mainland China tend to be incredibly corrupt and dishonest. And now if you look at, you know, who loves communism in America, it's the political left. It's the Hollywood leftists. And what have we discovered recently? That Hollywood leftists, they're all perverts and pedophiles and rapists. And the men assault women all the time. And then the women lie and cover up for the men all the time, except in rare cases when it all, you know, blows up in their faces. But overall, the left is deceptive, dishonest. I mean, look at the Hillary Clinton campaign. They didn't mind lying to win an election. The news media went along with it because they're all leftists in the mainstream media. So they lie. They print totally fabricated stories based on made up fictional sources. That's the Washington Post. That's the New York Times. That's CNN. It's fake news. They have no morality. They will fabricate anything they have to, whether it's the polls or the news or fake quotes or fake history, fake science, anything. Because that's part of communism. That communism is all about making you not be able to operate in reality, making you not be able to trust your senses, your logic, your reason, your own mind. Communism is about overriding your observations and your thoughts and conclusions with fake propaganda pushed by a powerful centralized state-run apparatus whose job is to brainwash you, control you, and enslave you under a totalitarian regime. That is what leftism is all about. And that's why leftism is also in favor of thought control, mind control, speech control, political correctness. They've canceled Halloween at schools this year because some costumes might be offensive. Google recently rolled out an update for its Google Maps that showed you how many calories you might burn if you're walking from place to place in a city, for example. They had to pull that feature back because leftists and feminists were complaining that it was fat shaming and made them feel triggered to know how many calories they were burning, because then they felt inadequate, like they weren't burning enough or something. I mean, this is what the left has come to. And now they've got literal LGBT demons, you know, cross-dressing, demonic-looking, rainbow LGBT women / men / who knows, reading books to children at children's libraries like the Michelle Obama Library in, I think, Venice Beach, California, or somewhere near there. Literally having demonic costumed, you know, gender confused individuals reading books to children because the left is evil. The left is, they worship Satanism because they hate Christianity. They hate the idea of a God. And so you'll find that the abortion industry, a lot of LGBT groups, and Satan worshipers and Democrats all run together. They're one and the same. They love to push the same agendas and the same narratives because they're all about death and destruction and deception and dishonesty. They love to murder babies. It's all part of Satanism as well as Planned Parenthood, as well as so-called progressivism. And there are many more examples of this. I could go on, but point is, if you look at where the evil really is around the world, it's in societies that have moved to the left. Look at North Korea, radical leftism, totalitarian control. You must worship the government. The government controls everything, decides how much money you get to take home, where you can live, what you can say. The people are ordered to cry at gunpoint on command when their leader dies. That is leftism. North Korea is the perfect demonstration of where things go if they go to the left, to a radical extreme. Venezuela, another example, where the leftists like to say they're anti-gun, but then the leader of Venezuela, who is essentially a communist dictator at this point, confiscated guns from his political enemies and then allowed guns to go into the hands of his political allies on the street so they could shoot and murder his political enemies. So gun control is always, of course, a political weapon to enslave or murder the political opponents of the gun control elite. And that's the same reason that Democrats in America want to pursue gun control, to disarm their opponents. And then eventually to concentrate the guns in the hands of the leftists who will run around committing murder as they already call for, such as the UC Berkeley students saying that they want to murder conservative speakers because their speech, they say, is a form of assault. And thus, these Berkeley students say it's an act of self-defense if they preemptively murder speakers like Milo Yiannopoulos in advance of them being able to speak. This is what the left believes. And you will very commonly find this wherever you find communism, you find evil. Wherever you find radical leftism, you find death and the worshiping of death and antichrist kind of groups and belief systems. And so no wonder they've sought to systematically destroy Christianity, target Christian bakeries and Christian groups. No wonder they hate the idea of a Christian God, but they worship the idea of the state being your God. And they worshiped, some of these people worshiped Hillary Clinton as if she were some kind of a goddess. That woman is a criminal mafia boss / murderer who oversaw one of the most treasonous, traitorous, corrupt efforts in history involving Uranium-1. And her foundation collecting $145 million in order to rubber stamp approval of uranium sales to Russian-linked companies and so on. She is one of the most seethingly evil, perhaps demon-possessed individuals that has ever spread her darkness and destruction across this nation. Thank God she does not occupy the White House. Why do you think they murder babies before they can be born? Because it feeds their system, feeds their evil, feeds, and now they're walking around dressed up like demons and reading to children. I mean, it's out in the open now. It's not even hidden anymore. And the abortion clinics are working hand in hand with the satanic worshipers now in many states. Same agenda, death and destruction. Communism, Satanism, leftism, it's all the same hodgepodge of evil. And that's why you have to reject it all. Reject all of that. Doesn't mean you have to go to church. Doesn't mean you have to be religious. But don't fall for leftism, communism, and Satanism, because that is a path of incredible destruction, evil, and human suffering, which is what the left wants to achieve. As long as they're in power, they don't care how many people have to suffer in the process. You can learn more about all of this. We've got a website called antichrist.news that's relatively new. Not a lot of content there yet, but it will get populated with more content. Check that out, antichrist.news. And of course, we've also got treason.news, which is covering the treasonous acts of Hillary Clinton, Obama, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, and others. Even no matter where the treason comes from, we'll be covering it there. James Comey, yep. He's a treasonous traitor, should be indicted. So check it all out. Thank you for listening. Be safe, everybody. It's a very dangerous time we're living in right now. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.